Outlaws here on the download. This is the hour of the week, Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock hour, where we bring you the best sketch, improv, characters, performances that the city has to offer. Because let's face it, Chicago is the best when it comes to sketch comedy, improv, characters, and performances. And this is it. This is the Mecca. So why not bring you some of that here on the show? So you know what? Tonight was really the official opening of Captain America Civil War, the science fiction film from Marvel. Starring Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, all-star cast. Ant-Man. Do you know if Ant-Man is played by Paul Rudd in this? Paul Rudd! the critics' reviews are coming in now. 4-star. People love it. It's all over Variety. Had a great review. For us, you know, we like to talk about movies here on the show, and unfortunately, we couldn't get Michael Phillips. We liked Michael Phillips at the Tribune. He was busy. He's actually Richard Roper as well. Love Richard. He's not available. We went down a list to like some of the guys from the Reader. They were not available. New City. No, some of the other places. Chicagoist, Chicago Now. They're all at the movies. So we just kept going down. Vulture. We tried Vulture. Tried the AV Club. Empire, CinemaBlend, it's not available. A lot of sites for movies, Rotten Tomatoes, but everybody unavailable. So we went down our list, but we did find one critic. He's an alt-weekly critic. He's not assigned right now, and he's mostly a specialty in foreign film. But he did go to the movie tonight, and he's going to give us a review. His name is Jacques Critique. Jacques, thanks for joining us.
Oh, great, Justin. It's a pleasure as always, or whatever I'm supposed to say. By the way, I would like to say that our alt weekly is so alt that it comes out every other week.
There you go. So, all right. So, Captain America: Civil War. We sent you to the movie. It's not usually your fare. Tell us how great it was.
Well, Justin, I'm afraid there has been a huge mistake. I specifically told our assignment editor that it was my desire to review the film The God Who Silence Woke the Fridge by French pre-postmodern formalist, surrealist, performance artist, caterer, Nucleotide del Obscuro. And I was making my famous homemade quinoa borscht haggis while scrapbooking the cover of my hand-bound memoir chronicling my master's degree in general studies from Miami of Ohio when the assignment arrived by electronic mail that I had printed out and mailed to me. Now, under the assumption that art would finally trump commerce and my lifelong being disappointed streak had come to an end, I headed to the right place only to realize that it was the wrong place. I guess all the respect I was counting on receiving for my incredible understanding of life from reading about it would have to wait, because I had been sent to the, get this, Justin, the AMC on Avion del Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know Illinois. It's Illinois, yeah.
So upon reading the electronic mail closer, I was reviewing Captain America: Civil War, not my choice. But Captain America: Civil War, a litany of words that almost makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows who Captain America is.
I don't know. Do they? Perhaps I don't hang out in the same bars you do. Well, I would just like to say, for anybody who has half a brain who's going to see this movie, anyone hoping for a blistering tale of America's past mistakes can forget it. The lead character, Captain America, and if you don't get the subtext of his name, he'll walk around in a suit colored in red, white, and blue with stars and stripes. Oh, I get it. You know, I've never seen something so offensive to a brain like mine that is so highly evolved that I not only understand the subtext, Justin, but I understand the meaning that's above the subtext.
The text?
Sure. Yeah, you put it that way.
Right.
The catering was simplistic at best. I don't even know what they were offering there. The bar had options so limited that it would make a soccer coach cheat on his wife and a dentist understand that analogy. I don't even know what AMC stands for. But as far as I'm concerned, it stands for three things that begin with those letters. Look at me. I'm so flustered I can't even snark, Justin.
So how was the movie? The movie, the experience is... I'm glad you're reviewing the experience, but the movie.
I can't tell. It might have been an advertisement for Trump. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was constantly going out and complaining. I don't know what was happening in this movie. Ornaments and flags, and it was offensive. It was offensive to everything I stand for, Justin. I as far as Captain America or Captain War American civility goes, you know, I'd rather be choked with an American flag ball gag while being whipped by a dominatrix dressed as Green Lantern as Nick Nolte reads me Ryan Reynolds' biography during a tracheotomy surgery than ever watch men dress up like flags and Christmas trees and whatever. Somewhat recommended, actually.
All right, there you go.
It's a bit of a ripping yarn, really. It's kind of a bit of a throwback.
Yakov Kritikwe, thank you so much for taking the assignment. I know you had other things going on with the borscht and in the house and making your own bread and all that kind of stuff. And I appreciate you taking some time out to review Captain America: Civil War. I think our audience learned something from you tonight.
Well, I appreciate you letting me yell at a person instead of the air or the side of my house. It's a nice, it's a good break.